Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And what a glorious Saturday noon it is here, fellow foodies. Thanks so much for tuning in to On the Menu Live, as you do every Saturday at 4, right here on KNST AM 790. And it is a smoky Saturday, fellow foodies, because what better place to sit down and enjoy the camaraderie, the community, and a beautiful premium cigar than at Jerry's Cigars. And that is our live broadcast location for another wild, crazy edition of On the Menu Live. We are here at Jerry's Cigars, 4433 North First Avenue, just north of Wetmore. Now listen, Jerry Yang and his charity himself, who's going to be with us for the whole second half of the show, he has said, hey guys, come into the store and mention the radio show and come buy any three cigars, and you're going to get your fourth one of equal or lesser value absolutely free. That means no cost. That means complimentary if you come into the store and mention the radio show. So I don't know where to start. We've got several cigars to get through in the next hour, and helping us guide ourselves through that deliciously smoky journey is our celebrity co-host for the full hour, fellow foodie, tequila sophisticate, cigar enthusiast, and former vice mayor of the city of Tucson, Fred Ronstadt, is in the house.
Woo-hoo!
How you doing, man?
Oh, doing great.
Good, good.
You know, life cannot get any better sitting around a bunch of friends on a rainy monsoon day,
right,
with a cigar in one hand and a shot of tequila in the other.
Okay, well, I see one. I see a cigar in one hand.
All right, well, I was just going to pretend, because this is, you know, theater of the mind.
You know, inquiring minds want to know, when is Jerry Yang going to get his liquor license, for crying out loud? What's it going to take? But I see big, beautiful, you know, red leather chairs and lots of mahogany and lots of great smoke. And the camaraderie here at Jerry's is just completely unbeatable for cigar enthusiasts.
This is certainly one of the great places to hang out in Tucson. Before the show, we were counting, on one hand, the places you can go and enjoy a fine puro indoors. And,
yep,
and the number is small. It's four.
The number is small. You can count them on one hand.
Yeah, exactly.
But, of course, I think Jerry Yang sets the bar as high as it can possibly be raised this kind of lounge atmosphere. Now, you and I have enjoyed a stick or two together in our day.
That's one or two, yeah.
What kind of sticks are you enjoying these days?
You know, there's this it's a huge cigar called the Viaje Asylum. It's a 7x70 stick, and it's got a Candela barber pull on it. It's really tasty, really
nice.
Smooth, but it's about a 2.5 hour smoke.
So that's a major commitment.
That is a major commitment. But, you know, I was educating some people on why smoke cigars. What's the great thing about it, or what's the enjoyable thing about it? Well, the enjoyable thing about it is sitting around with your friends, carving about an hour out of your day just to relax and enjoy the company of friends and a great-tasting cigar.
Exactly. Don't you believe, like I always have, that if you could light up on the Senate floor, if all 100 senators would be able to fire up collectively, we would solve all of the world's problems in an afternoon?
You know what? That actually has occurred in my life. Back in my Politico days, you know, there was a couple times when I invited some friends out, some colleagues, and said, let's go have a drink and a cigar, and we worked out some significant issues.
I tell you.
And you're right, Matt. You know, if the U.S. House of Representatives, the U.S. Congress, would sit down and just enjoy some time with each other, the world's problems would go away.
It's so much better place to be, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, we mentioned tequila. You are a fan of the agave.
Yes,
sir. As a matter of fact, you're one of the agave gurus that I greatly respect. Say that three times fast.
Yeah.
What are some of the tequilas that are getting your attention these days?
You know, I got to give props to Tequila Ocho. Which is an estate-grown tequila. Now, they have such things as, wines are estate-grown, so all the grapes come from one location from an estate.
Hmm.
So they've been trying to do these kind of things with tequila. Tequila Ocho is estate-grown tequila, so all the agave comes from one area.
Beautiful.
And it's small batch. It's very tasty. I don't know if I can give any, I like giving local props to
sure, let's do it.
The Rum Runner or Plaza Liquors, my two favorite locations for picking up a bottle of the old agave juice.
Right on. Love Mark over at Plaza Liquors. I mean, he's just one of our heroes.
Yeah, and Jennifer and Tom over at Rum Runner.
At Rum Runner. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So great cigars, great tequilas. What about on the food scene? Anything culinary-wise been captivating?
I don't know if you've caught their attention or if they caught your attention, but I'm going to screw this up. There's a new place. It used to be Rio Cafe on Grant.
Oh, yeah, Dante's Fire.
Dante's Fire. If you want to enjoy a fine dining experience, they have a tapas-style menu small tastes, wonderful kind of things. You know, just spend a couple hours there at Dante's, and the owner is the bartender. He'll come out and talk to you about the menu, make you special drinks. It is a wonderful experience, and that's sort of like my go-to at the moment.
Oh, absolutely. So we got some great restaurant recommendations. We got some great Puto recommendations. We just heard about a tequila that I never heard of, and everyone's going to be running down to Plaza Liquors to get the tequila. But anyway, Fred, what an honor it is to have you back behind the mic Menu Live. We're going to be talking to our good friends from the Ezra Zion Cigar Company when we come back from our break. The guys from the Cerveza's Taco Garage right around the corner, they're going to be coming in with some tacos, and we're going to be sitting down with Jerry Yang himself to find out what is it about this place that is attracting so much buzz in the cigar community. But anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to Texas to talk to Ezra Zion. You don't want to miss it. Stick around.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness, as we do every Saturday at 4 o'clock. We are just tearing it up here, fellow foodies, at Jerry's Cigars, 4433 North 1st Avenue, just a stone's throw north of Wetmore. And Jerry Yang himself has laid out the red carpet for you, and the red leather, and the brown leather, and the mahogany, and the camaraderie, and the conversation. And he says, hey, come on into Jerry's Cigars, mention the radio show, and you're going to buy any three cigars. You're going to get the fourth one of equal or lesser value. You absolutely free. Now, look, this is limited to the first 50 people, and the cigars are flying out of the humidor, so you want to get over here and join the conversation right now. Now, look, fellow foodies, you know, if you've listened to this show at all over the last couple of years, I like to tell great stories about people making great news on the cigar scene, and Fred Ronstadt, our celebrity co-host, does the same, you know, smoking great cigars and telling great stories. There's one company that launched about a little over a year ago that has captivated me from the very first time I heard the name. We've had them on the show before, and they are just off the heels of the IPCPR show in Las Vegas, and we could not wait to get these guys on the show. Kyle Hoover and Chris Kelly from Ezra Zion Cigars are in the house. What's up, brothers?
Hey, how are you, Matt? How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, man. I mean, the only thing that's missing is Chris Kelly and Kyle Hoover, but you guys probably need about a two-week vacation after the show in Vegas this year.
You know what, Matt? Great to be back on with you. I certainly do appreciate that. But you know what? There's no rest for the weary, brother. We had such a phenomenal show, such a phenomenal outpouring of support. We just got to get right back into it, man. And we're great to be on your show right after it.
That's great. You know, what a difference a year makes, guys. I mean, just a year or so ago, you were just getting this whole thing put together. And now a year later, I mean, you're one of the biggest names in the cigar industry today on the boutique side. What's been the secret of your success?
Oh, man, secret of our success. I'll tell you what, a lot of American hard work, just good old-fashioned hard work, and, you know, a commitment to quality. I mean, like, first time we talked, you know, our passion and our heart is really put into everything that we do, and we want to make a cigar that's a special thing. So, you know, not only the product for the passion for the product, but, you know, partnering up with good quality folks like the Don and Chris, who I just nicknamed, I'm going to announce the nickname. I'm going to call him the Corojo Cowboy, Chris Kelly. These guys are the best in the biz, so I got to chalk it up to these guys, too.
Let me ask you something, Chris. Are you wearing the hat right now, Chris? Are you wearing the hat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll be telling you something, my main man, Matt. If I wasn't wearing the hat, I probably wouldn't be breathing oxygen right now. So, yes, absolutely, I'm wearing the hat. And we just experienced a little thunderstorm here in Texas, but... You know, if you're wearing the hat, it keeps the tantrum dry, and that's what it's all about, keeping your tobacco dry so you can enjoy it.
Right on. Now, look, speaking of tobacco, you know, we just fired up your brand new release called the Tantrum, and I want to give justice to this beautiful stick, but before we get into all the goodies on this wonderful cigar, give us sort of your state of the IPCPR address right now. I mean, what was the show like this year? What were some of the show-stopping moments for Ezra Zion out in Vegas this year?
Well, I gotta say, I was absolutely just blown away. Before the show even started, people were hitting us up, knew who we were, had smoked a cigar, and, you know, it's not, you know, we live in a microcosm the last few months with, focusing on factories and production and, you know, stuff in Nicaragua and Miami and the Dominican Republic with our box and everything. So to actually get out in the public and to hear that feedback was overwhelming. We started the show, I gotta say, the first day, we did more than we did all of last year. It was just nonstop insanity. So I'm still kind of recovering. I know Chris probably has a little bit more better recovery than me. He sounds a lot more on it. Maybe he's had more coffee, but I'm still recuperating. My feet, my back. I mean, my hand was rubbed raw from shaking hands so many times. So we had a big show. It was a good show.
Well, when you guys are making cigars like these, you're going to be very, very busy. And you're right, no rest for the weary. And these things are just spectacular. Matt, this is Fred Ronstadt. I don't know if you heard earlier, but Matt asked me to do the show, and he told me we're going to be smoking some Ezra Zions, and he actually gave me a Reagan back when those were released, and that was a phenomenal cigar, and I could not wait to get my lips around this thing, and I saw the video. You guys are really proud of this thing, and it lives up to everything you say. It's creamy, it's tasty, it's got a full body, and it's just a great stick.
Yeah, I mean, this Tantrum cigar that we just fired up about 10 minutes ago, it's a 44 by 4.4, it's a beautiful sort of, petite Corona. And the first thing that we discovered upon the first fire is, oh, my gosh, this thing packs a punch for such a small stick. I mean, let's talk about the Tantrum, guys.
Go ahead, Chris, man. Jump in and tell them the story.
That is absolutely my favorite cigar. The experience that we had when we were blending that is phenomenal. As you described it, our goal is to have full flavor right from the start, but a nice, smooth balance all the way to the nub. The factory never had made a cigar, Prensado Pequeño, in those dimensions before, so we had to end up making the presses. There was a lot of first times that it came to that. But as you all know, with such a small cigar, you need to make sure that blend is just perfect all the way through it. And as such, there's only two rollers that we allow to put your hands on that cigar. But we're really proud. The reception of that cigar has been absolutely phenomenal, as Kyle was alluding to at the show. It just blew our doors away with how we were received.
Yeah, we actually ran out of samples. We had to get another 20 boxes overnighted to us because we were so inundated with people that had heard about the Tantrum. It was just amazing. I couldn't wait to call my wife and tell her, we're not crazy after all. We actually know what we're doing. It was a rare moment. See, honey, I was right. That doesn't happen very often.
Well, surprise, surprise. I mean, only 1,500 boxes made, I think, initially of these bad boys. And one of the things that I discovered right from the sort of third or fourth puff is the volume of smoke that these babies are producing. Now, talk a little bit about the blend. Talk about the tobacco, because this is just, I heard it's, grade AA Nicaraguan, but talk to us about how the cigar breaks down from the binders to the fillers to the wrappers.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, well, most cigars are outside in. People find a wrapper and then they blend a cigar to the wrapper. This is backwards. We came across some very old Lajero, 7-year-old Lajero. We were doing the American Pickers thing in the aging barns and crawling over bales, and just we wanted to find some rare gems, and we did. It was just, providence. All the planets aligned. And so we're like, we got to do something with this great, this great tobacco, so it's not just sitting back here and being forgotten about for another 7 years or 70 years. And so we went to Blendin and found a very, very amazing vintage Corojo wrapper to go on it that not only stood up to that, all of that Lajero that's in that cigar, but actually balances and gives a whole lot of complexity to that cigar. It's absolutely amazing. And I knew when we landed on the blend and that it was finally done, when I looked over at Chris and he was huddled in a corner in the factory in Esteli, I kept calling, trying to get his attention. I could not get his attention. I finally went over and kicked him. I said, dude, are you okay? And he said, dude, I'm cigar euphoria here. And he stood up and he said, I don't care what the rest of you guys work on as far as blending for the rest of the week, this cigar is done. He looked at the guy who was our roller and said, roll me 100 of these for my own personal stock, I'm out. And I was like, that blend's done. Tantrum's done.
That's such a treat to be able to go and essentially create your own flavor profile and enjoy those cigars right on the spot.
So we want to encourage all of our listeners, if there's a Tantrum anywhere, near you, we've got a worldwide audience, but most of our listeners obviously are right here in Southern Arizona. We've got Jerry Yang here of Jerry Cigars, who has some great stories himself to tell about his experiences in Vegas. But, we've got to find a retailer in Tucson, guys, to carry the entire Ezra Zion line. I mean, what's it going to take, Kyle and Chris?
Hey. We're ready, willing, and able, man. We just need to find someone that's going to catch the vision and be able to make this fun.
So we're going to sit here and strong arm Jerry for the rest of the show.
Yeah, I mean Jerry's got a grin from ear to ear. He said send samples. Anyway, we're going to make sure that we'll do everything. We're going to move mountains. We're going to do everything possible to make sure that Jerry Cigars is the first retailer here in Southern Arizona to carry these wonderful sticks. So last time you guys were on the show, I think you literally left the next morning for Nicaragua. So you know you're not just employing a boots on the ground in Nicaragua to do your work for you. You guys are actually going there, going through the process, you know, handling the leaves, getting a whole sense of that. When's your next trip?
Next month.
Next month. And then actually it'll probably be a couple more trips before the end of the year. And then obviously, you know, the beginning of next year, we have a couple planned as well. But just like you said, you know, one of the things that I like to say is it's not just three guys making cigars, it's three families. And as such, you know, we never want to overpromise and underdeliver. We actually have to be the ones that are there, boots on the ground, you know, smoking the different bales, making sure that what we're putting to market is actually coming from us. So I appreciate your recognizing that, brother.
That's great. I mean, the Tantrum is an amazing smoke. It started out with some pepper and some spice, and I think I heard that, you know, people are getting, you know, a good 35, 40 minutes off of this. I'm thinking this is probably going to give an additional 15. I mean, I think if done thoughtfully, you could probably get better part of an hour out of these sticks.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm seeing that all over the place. Even for people who tend to smoke their cigars fast, we have one blogger friend who does that, and he said, I smoke this Tantrum, and I typically just, you know, actually train these smokes, and I thought I would roll through this in 20 minutes, but this is as long or longer than a normal-sized cigar. It's just a testament to the quality of the tobacco that's in that. You know, it's all about the tobacco. It drives the process.
The construction is absolutely beautiful.
It's burning evenly. It's just generating so much smoke. The flavor profile is changing a little bit, and it's just getting better and better.
Yeah, just exactly. I mean, you're picking up different nuances, you know, as it continues to burn.
Yeah, you don't want to blaze through this. This is something you want to sit down and enjoy for as long as you can get out of it.
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking before you guys came on that, you know, the art of a great cigar, you sit down and you engage in that encounter, and you begin to solve all the problems of the world. And over this Tantrum, I think we've solved several international crises just talking to you guys.
Yep, it happens. Hey.
So anyway, we're talking to Chris Kelly and Kyle Hoover of Ezra Zion Cigar Company. We want you to go into your tobacconist and demand Ezra Zion. That's the way it happens. Now, look, we got about another minute left. What can we expect from Ezra Zion Cigar Company as we move into the fall, and what does the future look like for you guys?
Hey, Chris. The future is definitely bright. We do have one other blend that we're bringing out in the fall, the FHK in the Honor Series. That comes out of our Placentia factory in Nicaragua, and that stands for Fonseca Hoover Kelly. It's a way for us to be able to honor our families and our lineage through that. That is a Maduro that San Andreas wrapped that is just a phenomenal blend in there. And so it'll definitely be something to keep your eyes on. And also, we have the Eminence. And, Kyle, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. The Eminence is my favorite blend that we've ever done. It's also a San Andreas Maduro wrapper, but it is intensely complex. It's got, you know, dark molasses notes, brown sugar notes, halfway through some licorice and some vanilla blast with a subtle spice. It's an amazing cigar. It's my favorite. Me and Chris argue back and forth. I love the Tantrum. You know, it's got 393 ratings and a 94 rating in the last 2 weeks, so I give it its props, and I love the Tantrum. But that Eminence, man, when you smoke that cigar, oh, my goodness, it's like you go to another world. You solve the rest of the world's problems after you smoke the Tantrum. The rest of them, you finish smoking an Eminence. It's an outstanding cigar.
I love it. Well, we're going to be continuing to solve. We're going to be solving all of the world's problems as we continue with this show, but we want to make sure that all of our fellow foodies know exactly where you guys are. It's Ezra Zion Cigar Company. Check them out on Twitter. Check them out on Facebook. Go to the website, because you're going to learn a thing or two about great premium cigars and the wonderful families that are behind these great products. My hat is off to you guys at Ezra Zion, and we are so excited that you're doing such great things, and we can't wait to have you back on the show to talk about your next adventure.
Sounds good,
man.
Thank
you so much, brother.
Really, thanks so much. Chris Kelly and Kyle Hoover from the Ezra Zion Cigar Company out of the LBJ Grasslands area of Texas. And Fred, this is a great stick.
Oh, it is phenomenal. You know, We have some other sticks to burn through today, and I don't. This is going to be it, I think. I mean, this is going to last the whole show.
It certainly is. Well, you know, this is a food show, Fred, and literally just 2 minutes ago, in he walked, and he has brought goods for us to feast on. You know, nothing goes better with a great cigar than a great taco.
That's right.
And who's doing tacos great in this community than Cervezas Taco Garage? And Michael Reyes is with us. And Jerry, we're going to have to grab that headset from you. We're going to put this on Michael. He's going to throw those on. He's going to get back to the chair. He's going to get back to the tacos. And we're going to say, for your On the Menu live debut, Michael Reyes, what's going on?
Doing it Tucson style here in Tucson.
Doing it.
Serving up Cerveza. Glad to be here.
Cerveza's,
thank you, gentlemen.
Taco Garage.
Smells fantastic in here. It's like our place, so we got the same thing going on.
And you guys are basically within walking distance
literally,
of Jerry Cigars.
Literally down the street, ready to serve you.
So what's going on in the garage these days?
We're growing. We're getting going. But going to Phoenix. So we're getting ready to go to Phoenix. We're very excited about growing up and taking Cerveza from Tucson, and going to go represent ourselves in Phoenix market.
Fantastic. You know, you guys got your feet wet a little bit in Phoenix. You were in the Sky Harbor airport, and as I understand, you were the – no? So you were the only restaurant in that terminal that sold beer. Certainly that attributes to
had
your success.
Had tremendous success. They're doing very well. They're just doing – it is a really good job there. Our team there just represents us so well. Our food has been really received very well in the Phoenix market. And now we're going to have a bigger location, a big location like we here have here at the Whitmer Mall location. And we're going to be taking in the Chandler Fashion Square Mall.
Great. So we're going to try a little bit about of what you brought in for us. But for those of our listeners that shockingly might not have been to Cerveza's Taco Garage, give everybody an idea of this whole cool concept that you got going on at Cerveza.
This is California meets rock and roll, meets tattoos, meets beautiful girls, meets geared out choppers and cars. And
fabulous too.
And
fabulous tacos.
Fabulous food. The legacy carries on into our next generation of concepts. And this is a faster, furious version of our Mexican representation.
That's great. You got two locations right here in Tucson.
We do Speedway and here at the mall. And then we're heading back down to Phoenix. And then we're at the Phoenix International Airport and growing more and more.
Great. What do you got for us to sample today,
we got
Michael?
You some garage chicken tacos.
Garage chicken tacos.
That's one of our main staples.
Right,
we have corn and flour tortillas. And then we're featuring a new lunch menu, a fantastic new lunch menu. Great new items on there, flatbreads. We're doing a pretzel torta. And this is a representation we call chicken Dorsia, and it has a beautiful little hermosilla salad and some nice rice, and has a lot of green chili sauce on top of it with some cheese and cilantro, and it's really fantastic.
Beautiful. So new lunch menu at Cerveza's, rolling out of the garage, doing all kinds of great stuff.
Flatbreads, we got lighter items, we got brighter items, really a nice, good value, real good price points. All fresh and ready to serve you.
You got a lot of stuff going on in these tacos, man. I mean, you think about tacos, you think, okay, throw some protein, some produce, roll it up in a taco. There you go. But you almost kind of redefined the taco experience. Talk about all these ingredients here, because I lost count.
You know, the exciting thing is everything's represented. We have local tortillas. We have local chicken. We're using fresh vegetables. Everything's cooked to order. Great flavors. This is a long tradition of our flavors that we've been doing here in the Tucson market for a long, long time. But you can get it in salmon, you can get it in chicken, you can get it in shrimp, you can do it in birria. Fantastic. It's all fresh. We have a nice little crispy cheese on top of there. It's a little unique little touch on there. So you got a lot of cool things, texture, some salsa, some fresh proteins, and some nice bright greens.
Beautiful. You know, you're making a lot of friends here, Michael Reyes, at Cerveza's Taco Garage.
That's what we do.
They're walking up. They're feasting on the goods here. But anyway, we want to make sure that all of our listeners know exactly how they can find out more about you. Again, you've got two locations, but you've got this huge Facebook following, this huge, Twitter. Your website is just off the hook. How can people find you online?
You know, we're really socially active. We have a lot going on, from soccer to football to football's coming, season's coming up. We have 33 beers on tap, from pale ale to the big boys to some nice local representations, of course, here as well. A big TV package, a nice variety of attractive staff. And it's a great place to have fun. It's always good.
Nice scenery.
We have nice scenery all
staff.
Over.
Yeah, the Cerveza's girls. I mean, let's give credit where credit is due, Michael Reyes.
Absolutely.
Yes. I mean,
we do the late night thing. So you want to check us out here in the Northwest Quadrant? We do it big. It's Club Cerveza at 10 o'clock on till 2 in the morning.
Yeah,
that's Fridays and Saturdays.
That's one of the cool things about Cerveza's Taco Garage is, you know, you can go for lunch. It's a different atmosphere than dinner, than the late night stuff. You guys are sort of shift as the day goes.
We morph into it. We cover it all. It's always time to get your cerveza on. And it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and somebody has their time in their little head on. So we're always ready for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and late night. So
and they have a great selection of tequilas, including Dos Lunas, which is a phenomenal tequila.
It's gorgeous nectar. I'm sure tequila is just flying off the shelves there at Cervezas.
We do it all. We do it all.
We're talking to Michael Reyes, who runs the shop there at Cervezas Taco Garage, of course, right over on Wetmore near the Tucson Mall on the corner of Speedway and Swan. There's always something going on in the garage. But as we say, what happens in the garage?
Stays in the garage.
Stays in the garage. Do yourself a favor, fellow foodies. Go over there and grab some killer tacos. Have some great cocktails. One of any number of beers on tap, and trust me, you are going to be satisfied. Michael Reyes from Cervezas, thanks for coming by, brother.
Thank you, Tucson.
We're going to take a quick news break, thank a couple sponsors, and we're coming back with the man himself. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST. Don't go away.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at Jerry's Cigars, 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore. And we are having... Okay, well, let's dispense with the humbleness, and let's get down to business. So you were on our show for the first time a couple of months ago talking about Father's Day cigar ideas, yeah. Things for Dad. But we want to kind of slow things down a little bit, if that's possible for me to slow things down, Fred.
Yeah, that's not very possible.
We want to get to know the man, Jerry Yang. So, Jerry, did you wake up one day and say, look, I think I got an idea for a cigar retail atmosphere that just is not being done anywhere else. Talk a little bit about how you decided to come up with this concept called Jerry Cigar.
Well, I was a hobbyist, and I was collecting cigars, and I just came to a point where I couldn't continue my collection locally in southern Arizona, and what better way to have my best choice of all the cigars I could ever look for is by opening my own shop, and that's why we're here.
Well, that's great. So this is just an extension of your own home. You needed a place to stock all your cigars, and you thought, hey, maybe we'll sell them. Maybe make a buck or two at the same time. Well, this is great. I think you've created this really cool setting that, it's all about camaraderie. It's about sharing the love of the leaf. It's about leaving your troubles at the door and coming in here and just engaging. And you've just created this wonderful atmosphere. Now, I heard somewhere that you have – your stock humidor, I mean, how many sticks are you keeping here on a regular basis?
About 70,000.
About 70,000 cigars.
Yeah.
Now, Fred's here, so you might have 60,000 by...
By the end of the day.
The end of the day. Talk a little bit about your lineup. Now, obviously, this is a full-scale operation, cigars, pipes, pipe tobaccos. I think one of the most impressive inventories of cigar accessories here. But talk about the range of cigars that you have here.
We just got back from Vegas for the IPCPR show this week, and it's all really about going to this. For us, it's about going after what we call cigar boutiques, and making relationships with those types of people, and not buying so much from the big box people,
right?
And looking for the right price for the average price or the hot spot is what we call it. What is the price that we're going to have? And, you know, we have to have something for everybody. So basically, our cigars range from a buck to about $30. And, you know, we try and have something for everybody. Choices are a lot. Everyone's flavor set is different, just like wine. You know, wine and scotches, everyone has a different flavor set. And so that we have to really spread. You know, we have very limited space. We have to spread the inventory as out as much as we can. And for those of you that don't know, we've been a Zycar lounge for the last couple of years.
Right.
Since December 2 years ago, we started out as a Zycar lounge, and that's really opened up a lot of things for us. And it's all about relationships.
Exactly. And you just continue to create them on a daily basis right here. And let's just bust up the misguided voters of Tucson who decided that there was something wrong with lighting up a cigar in a bar or in a restaurant. But that's one of the things I love about Jerry's is because of, you know, you're a retailer. You say, you know, balderdash, come on in here and enjoy a cigar and catch up with your friends. I mean, we're lighting up right here. This is great. $1 cigar to $30 cigar, okay? Yeah. So talk to me about the $30 stick, because I don't know that I've ever smoked a $30 stick.
Well, most of the $30 sticks or $25 to $30 sticks are using a multiple of blends of different kinds of cigars from different countries. They're blending like 4 to 5 different countries, like Nicaraguan, Dominican, and Honduran. They take tobacco from those countries and blend all three countries together.
Wow.
So it gives a really a different flavor, and most of the cigars are aged long. Tobacco comes from aging rooms,
right?
So it changes it, and for a special occasion, it makes sense, but not as an everyday cigar.
Right, right. And one of the things I love about Jerry's is when you come in here, of course, you're going to see Jerry yourself. He's not one of these, you know, business owners that just checks in every now and then. I mean, he keeps a close eye on things here. But either you or your, you know, Brandon, always here to help kind of walk people through, you know, their options. So if you're a cigar novice or you're just getting started, you know, we were all there once, Fred. We all remember our first cigar. You come on in here. And you engage your customers in conversation. If they say, "Well, what's looking good these days?" or "What would you suggest for someone that's just getting their start?" and that's when the conversation starts, because you're going to be able to navigate them to a cigar that they're going to love.
Well, I got to say, the times I've been in here and asked Jerry, you know, what's new, or you know, I'm tired of smoking this, he'll go into his office and pull out, "Well, we just got these. Why don't you try one of the, you know?" There's always something new, always something exciting going on here at Jerry's Cigars.
All right. Is there one? I've always been fascinated, because obviously the cigar scene has just grown exponentially over the years, and it's something that we just continue to celebrate. But what are sort of the top sellers? I mean, someone's going to come in here. Are you a preferred retailer of any particular brand? Is there one stick that just sells many more on top of the others?
We do have some protection from some of the companies on some cigars, but like, for example, one of the cigars that we're carrying that you can't buy anywhere else in Tucson is the company is called Cigar Boutique, and they make the swag and the aging room, which got the top 25 of the year before last. This fall, they're going to release a cigar to us that's a box of 10, two cigars of one blend. So times 5, you're going to get 5 different blends. On the wrapper itself is a piece of paper that you pull off. You fill out the ratings. They're going to take a vote. We're going to be doing a special event for that to release that cigar, along with the other cigars that are called Swag and Aging Room. They're going to release a new Maduro. We're going to be having an event in September with one of the owners who's coming down. Hopefully the blender will also make it. And from the vote of the cigars nationwide, from the shops that they have, they're going to pick the top-rated blend and make it next year.
Oh, beautiful. Is there a date yet in September that you've decided on for that event?
Not quite.
Not yet. Okay, so we want to make sure that you let us know. We're going to make everybody in the community is absolutely going to know about it. So talk a little bit about the pipe community. I mean, you know, my dad for years was a two-cigar-a-day, one-pipe-a-day guy. And I look around here, I see some beautifully handcrafted pipes, a very respectable supply of pipe tobaccos. There's a robust pipe community here in town, is there not?
And more than 50% of them are women. And they're the easiest ones to sell to. They don't have, they don't, they make their choices right away. With guys, they could take weeks or months to decide on a, even years to decide on a pipe. With most women, they come in, that's the one, and it's done.
Fascinating. So we're going to see a lot more women coming in the door during the show.
Yeah.
And then accessories. I mean, you've got this beautiful, almost, exhibition space of all, I mean, every kind of lighter and cutter and carrying case and humidor that's, available, I would imagine, new and great business in the accessory market as well.
Yeah, we have some brands that are only available in Tucson, like the DuPont, but our main focus is on Zycar, and that's what we stick to. That's our bread and butter. You get a lifetime warranty. We exchange it here at the store within, whatever amount of time that the lighter goes bad, you bring it in, we can't make it work, we give you a new one over the counter.
No questions asked.
Yeah, no questions
asked. That's one of the greatest things about Zycar is, and I tell people, I will never in my life again buy another lighter or cutter unless I lose it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. And these lighters just, they go through the war and they're great.
Yeah.
How much can people spend on a lighter? I mean, what's your top of the line lighter here? I imagine the one that I have in my hands is probably at the top of the spectrum.
No, sir. Lighters here go from about $20, $15 to $20 to about $1,500.
$1,500 for a lighter. I love it. Now, I'm curious about this whole flat flame sort of trend. I don't know if I'm doing justice to the term, but
A
lot of the times, it's a single jet or a double jet, but I just am starting to learn a little bit more about these lighters that have a flat flame. Talk a little bit about that.
We carry those, and they, I prefer, most aficionados use a single flame or a match or a soft flame. Like the DuPonts, they carry the a dual flame, but they're both soft. And it gives a more even burn.
Right. And that's what we're really looking for. And with these tantrums that we're smoking, I see Fred's already.
No, I moved on.
He's already on his second cigar.
I have several cigars in front of me, and I'm going to get through them all.
Because that's what you do at Jerry's Cigars.
That's right.
But these are burning beautifully. There's no tunneling, and the flavors.
No canoeing.
No canoeing. This is beautiful, and it's all about that construction of the cigar. So, what are you smoking today? Jerry Yang sits down on a Saturday.
We talked about this a couple months ago about the Wynwood, and that's another really up and coming company. And I'm having a Wynwood Diademus with a Connecticut shade. So we go to the show, and Wynwood is releasing it's called One and Done. One and Done.
Perfect.
It's, we're going to get 200, the first 250 sticks are going to be a size and a blend just for our shop.
Oh, no kidding.
Okay.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Then we're going to go, once we sell those, we're going to have another blend. And then there's going to be a total of four blends of what we choose to do. And they come in really nice ceramic jars. It's a little on the higher end, but they're not going to be available anywhere else in Tucson until we're out of them.
And these are blended for you, for Jerry's?
Yes.
Now, do you get a hand in kind of the blend?
Not for this one. They have an idea of what they've visited. The owner, Caldwell, has visited our store, met with our customers. He has a feel for our customers, what their tastes are, and he's going to make a blend specifically for them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, let's talk a little bit about cigar rights. You know, as we talked about with Fred, I mean, the voters made a decision. The decision stood, and you can't, your choices are limited when it comes to places to fire up here in this community. Jerry's Cigars is certainly one of them, but the Cigar Rights of America, nonprofit organization that has really has come together to fight the unnecessary taxation, to roll back these restrictions that have been unfairly placed on the backs of just people that are trying to have a great time and celebrate all of life's great pleasures. You're actually going to be doing a Cigar Rights of America event here coming up in November.
Yes, sir. Well, Cigar Rights of America is what NRA is to the gun world. And for only $35 a year, it really goes a long way to help pay for our lobbyists that are
Who you dispatched to do the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
I want to be a cigar lobbyist, Fred.
I'm actually working on that right now.
Are you really? That's great. Well, you know, in a couple of minutes, we're going to do a trivia question of the week. I don't know, Jerry, if you've given any thought to what our trivia question could be, but Jerry, again, is going to be able to provide you with a gift certificate to experience Jerry's Cigars for yourself. I'm probably going to throw in a gift card for one of Tucson's great restaurants for the first person that calls in with the right answer to the trivia question, which we're going to do here in just about 2 minutes or so. And I wonder what we should ask this week. Something that has to do with Jerry Yang, or something to do with Jerry Cigars, or just cigars as a concept, or cigars as just something fun. So give some thought to that. But when's your first cigar? When you wake up in the morning, Jerry, or are you going to wake up?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock in the morning. That's my boy. Fred, are you a 6 a.m. cigar guy?
When I can. Yeah, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere in this world. So
exactly. Now, Jerry mentioned the one and done. I can't imagine that you would agree to such restrictions. One and done. I mean, well, I've never seen you smoke one cigar. Well, you only smoke one at a time.
One at a time. Yeah, I have taken a solemn vow to only smoke one cigar at a time. But, you know, yeah, Jerry was talking about, you know, these limited edition kind of cigars. People got to realize that if you come to Jerry's, you know, you can buy cigars and they keep forever as long as you store them appropriately. And the longer you keep them, the flavor profile changes, and it gets better in a lot of cases. And there's no reason why you shouldn't be stocking up your own humidor.
And aging and preservation and storage is such a fundamental component of the cigar experience. Because can we just say once and for all, Jerry Yang, I'm getting so tired of people that put their cigars in the freezer to keep them fresh. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know. I think it's absolutely, it's madness to think that you should store your cigars in a freezer. So, Jerry, what is the optimal temperature and humidity that a cigar lives and breathes in? And frankly, if you maintain that, it'll live on for years and years and years.
70 degrees and 70% humidity.
70 degrees and 70% humidity. So
very simple.
70-70.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's why, that's why some of these pre-Castro Cubans have been able to endure, because they are kept in the ideal condition. And come in here and take a look at some of these great humidors that Jerry has for sale. He'll walk you through some of the options and some of the different price points and talk about the trends and the innovations in humidity control.
And it's not only Jerry. This staff here is very well educated, and they can direct you. You tell them what kind of flavors you like. They'll give you suggestions. If you need to know how to store them, they'll direct you straight to where, they have humidors here. They have products that keep humidity at the right levels in those humidors. It's just an all-around great experience coming to Jerry's.
That's beautiful. All right, we're going to give away a gift card for Jerry's. We're going to give away a gift card for just an amazing Tucson restaurant. I haven't decided where we're going to send somebody to. Maybe Cervezas.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll do a Cervezas gift card to the first person that calls in with the answer to the question. So, Jerry, what's our question this week?
What's your favorite cigar?
What's your favorite cigar?
I'm calling right now.
Okay, so whoever calls in, no, it's not multiple choice. No. Jerry has left the door wide open for you. All you got to do is call in and say, this is my favorite cigar, and you're going to come in and experience a gift card for Jerry's. The number is 880-KNST, 880-5678. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell and Fred Ronstadt broadcasting live from Jerry's Cigars, 4433 North 1st Avenue, just a stone's throw north of Wetmore. Having a great time. Come on in here and mention the broadcast, and all you got to do, it's very easy. You buy three of them, and you're going to get your fourth one absolutely free, equal or lesser value, of course. Only for the first 50. I don't know how many we've processed in this hour yet, but there's fewer than 50, let's just say.
Yeah, that's right.
But we've got a trivia question on the table, again, for a gift card to experience Jerry's Cigars for yourself, as well as a gift card to go have lunch or dinner at Cerveza's Taco Garage. And the question is, again, Jerry?
What's your favorite cigar?
What's your favorite cigar? We got a caller on line one. His name is Nick. Hey, Nick, what's your favorite cigar?
Panatella.
Panatella, he says.
Well, that's a size. That's not a brand.
No, not a brand. It's a size. Oh, so close.
How about a cheroot?
A cheroot is also a size.
Wow. So
or a type.
So Nick could come in here and and learn a thing or two, a little bit more about cigars. And but anyway, Nick, thanks so much for calling. I'm sorry that is not your favorite cigar. Anyway, that opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. We've got another caller holding. Caller, what's the answer? What's your favorite cigar?
Hello?
Caller,
hello?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah, what's your favorite cigar?
It's a Tatiana. A Groovy Blue is what they're called.
The Groovy Blue Tatiana,
yeah,
Jerry.
Made by Fuente.
Made by Fuente. Is that your favorite cigar, Jerry?
My favorite
Not
cigar,
really.
Yes.
Well, it happens to be this guy's favorite cigar, but is it the answer to the question?
Well, I don't smoke flavored cigars.
I think the question was, what's your favorite cigar?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So is he right?
Wrong answer.
It's the wrong answer. Okay, anyway, that opens up a line, 880-KNST, 880-5678. We got to give a hint, Jerry, because everyone's going to be calling with brands. So
it doesn't have
– Sweeten the deal?
The answer is not a brand or
it's not a
size.
It's not, right, it's not a name. It's not a size. It's not a brand. Just think about it, fellow foodies. What is your favorite cigar? I know what my favorite cigar is. 880-KNST. I think we got a little bit of a stump for this week. Rhonda is calling us. Hey, Rhonda, what's the answer?
The Centurion by my father's cigars.
The Centurion by my father's cigars.
Oh, a just-released cigar.
Delicious.
Yes, it is. But, again, we're not looking for a brand or a size.
Okay, we're not looking for a brand or a size. People are scratching their heads, wondering what in the world Jerry Yang is talking about. We're gonna take one more caller, and if we continue to get another brand or a size, we're gonna ask another question because we've only got a few more minutes left in the show, and we gotta give away this gift card. Okay, caller, I'm counting on you. What's the answer?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, my favorite cigar is an Acid.
Is an Acid. The Acid cigar, Jerry Yang.
All right. Well, that's another flavored cigar, but the answer that we're looking for is not a brand or a size.
Okay. So let's do this. Let's answer the question ourselves because we have to ask another question because we clearly – no one is getting this, Jerry Yang. They're coming up with some great answers, but they're not catching the drift. Anyway, caller, thanks so much for calling in. But, Jerry, what's the answer to this question?
The next one is the answer.
The answer is the next one. Your favorite cigar is always your next one. But anyway, a little bit of a stumper, but we have a few minutes left. Caller, I know you're hanging on. But let's ask another question. Fred, what's a good question that someone's going to know the answer to?
Gosh. How many locations of Cervezas are there?
How many locations of Cervezas Taco Garage are there in Tucson, Arizona? We're clearly going to get someone call in with the right answer. 880-KNST, 880-5678. How many locations of Cervezas Taco Garage do we have in Tucson? Do we have a caller, Casey? Okay. Oh, we have a caller calling in. I think my money's on this caller. How many Cervezas are there in town? Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes. How many Cervezas are in Tucson?
One.
Oh!
Let's just say it is not one, but you're close. Anyway, thanks for calling 880-KNST, 880-5678. How many locations of Cervezas Taco Garage are there in Tucson? And we're going to say hi to Nick. How many Cervezas do we have?
Two.
We have two. Fred?
Yes, we do.
We have two. Congratulations, caller. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and thanks so much for calling. You are absolutely right. Stay on the phone because Casey's going to get all your information. We're going to send you a gift card to experience Jerry's Cigars, where you can come in and buy your favorite cigar, and you're also going to be Ray Flores and Michael Reyes' guest at Cervezas. So stay on the line. Congratulations. Great. So, two locations, Speedway and Swan, and then right on
Wetmore.
Right on Wetmore, right near the Tucson Mall. So we're back here with Jerry Yang pulling a fast one with the trivia question, but he got a great little dialogue started anyway. We got a couple minutes left in this cigar edition of On the Menu Live. Talk a little bit about your hours of operation and how people can learn a little bit more about you.
Okay, well, our hours Monday through Friday are 9:30 to 7:30. On Saturday, we're open from 9 to 6. And on Sundays, we're closed.
And Sundays, you're closed. Because Jerry Yang needs a day off just to kind of clean up a little bit, you know, shower.
His wife needs to see him sometimes.
His wife needs to see him sometimes. And you can find him, on Facebook. Anyway, this is a great place to be. And you're conveniently located to Batteries Plus, Jerry Yang.
Yes, we are. We're right next to Batteries Plus and a new product, new wild and money-saving product is We're now going to be carrying light bulbs.
At Batteries Plus.
At Batteries Plus.
The entire range of light bulbs?
Yes, sir.
Meeting all of your light bulb needs?
Yes, sir.
Right there at Batteries Plus. And again, you've got more than one location of batteries as well. Where are your Battery Plus locations?
We're located at Wilmont Speedway, Wetmore and First, and in Marana next to Walmart off of Cartaro.
And I'm going to hazard to say that if you have a battery, the rarest of battery, if you have special needs, if you have special specifications for a battery that you can't find, I mean, you go into Batteries Plus, you got car batteries, you got accessory batteries, pretty much every battery that's ever been manufactured is at Batteries Plus.
Yes, sir.
That's the way it rolls. Anyway, Jerry Yang from Jerry Cigars, having a great time yucking it up with you. Thanks again for hosting this great party here today, and we also want to remember all of our listeners to come on in here and ask for Jerry by name. He's going to give you a free cigar if you come in here and buy three. You're going to get the fourth one free if you mention this radio show. Jerry, thank you so much for everything.
Thanks for having me.
And Fred Ronstadt, what can we expect from you as we head into the out of summer and into the fall months?
Well, I'll be sitting here smoking cigars is what you expect from me.
That's right. And what better way to close the show than about a beautiful cigar? Anyway,
that's right.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website on themenulive.com next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Fred Ronstadt and Jerry Yang reminding you, if it's Saturday 4 to 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.